Hello, I'm Dr. Peggy Banks.
And I'm Babby Mason.
And we are just two girls talking around a table today, and we're glad that you joined us for Hope Has a Name. And we would love for you to share with us some of your thoughts and comments on the programs and how it's ministering to you, some ideas for future topics. And you can reach us at TWR, Women of Hope, at TWR.org. That's TWR, Women of Hope, at TWR.org. So, Babby, we are continuing to talk about what it means to have our identity in Christ.
Yes.
And these declarations that you have spoken about and written about in your book, I Am a Daughter of the Most High King. And this is one thing that I love for us to really discuss here. As we declare these statements that are from the Bible, that are true, and that are God's word for us, right?
As That's
right. we are walking as followers of Jesus, as we have come today to decide, and we've decided to follow Christ. We have given our hearts to him. The Bible says if we believe in our hearts and we say with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we shall be saved. We shall have this eternity with God forever.
Yes.
And so today, Babby, we are going to be looking at, again, another one of these declarations that you talk about in your book.
And yes.
So tell me what we're talking about.
Well, the book is called I Am a Daughter of the Most High King.
Yeah.
And the book is written around these 31 statements mm-hmm. of faith concerning our identity.
Yes.
And I'm going to read up to the statement that we're going to talk about today. But quickly, let me just read the other statements that precede the one that we're going to talk about. Okay. I am a daughter of the Most High King. I am deeply loved, highly favored, and greatly blessed. My identity is in Christ alone. I know who I am and whose I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ, accepted in the Beloved, a joint heir together with Christ, and a part of the family of God. Isn't that those are powerful statements
I love
right
it.
There.
Those
Isn't
are
that
great.
Powerful?
Yes.
And here's the statement that we're going to talk about today. I have decided to follow Jesus with all my heart. There will be no turning around, no slacking up, no backing down, no striking out, and no giving in. And I tell you, that's a powerful statement because some days, everything in me that wants to give up.
Yes, me too.
Back down.
That's right.
Strike out.
Come on, girl.
And give in.
That's right. We didn't talk about that. No
yeah.
giving up.
How do you press through on
Honestly,
a day when you want to give
that's
up?
That's right. That's right.
When you want to strike out, when you want to back down, and you want to give in.
Yes. Yes.
And this is what I love about living for Jesus is that I don't do it in my own strength.
Right, right.
I do it in his strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Philippians 4:13. I have a television show called Babby's House,
mm-hmm.
and one day I interviewed this guy by the name of Jay Pratt,
uh-huh.
and Jay Pratt is an adventure athlete.
Right.
He's an ex-Marine, and he is an older guy, but he is like so physically fit, and he does these adventure feats.
Yeah.
As crazy
like
as—
Like extreme sports?
Extreme
kind of
sports.
Okay.
And he will like swim across the San Francisco Bay blindfolded with his hands and feet shackled in chains.
Yeah, I've done that.
Uh-huh. Of course. So that was my first question to
right.
him.
Oh, my goodness.
Why? Why do you do these things?
Yes.
He said to show believers that you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength.
Wow.
Wow. And I was just amazed that, yes, this is true.
Yes.
And so years ago, I learned Philippians 4:13 as a 10-finger prayer. I can do all things. I count it off,
mm-hmm.
you know, with my hands. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I count it off with my fingers.
Yes.
And then I lift my challenges up to God and confess I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's great.
And that's what we're doing when we confess these promises. We are hearing these words come back to us at reciting and confessing the word of God over our lives.
Yeah.
And this portion of this declaration that says, first of all,
and there's power to do that.
Power. There's
real
power in these truths.
Right, right.
I have decided to follow Jesus with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I love that word decided. For all of my life, I've been singing that song, I've decided to follow Jesus. I heard it at a lot of invitations in church.
Yeah.
But there's power in making up your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do or die.
Mm-hmm.
Heck or high water.
Yes.
I will. I am determined.
Mm-hmm.
I have decided to follow Jesus with all my heart. Yes, yeah. There will be good days. Mm-hmm. There will be not so good days. Mm-hmm. There'll be days when I will celebrate tremendous victory.
Yes.
And there'll be other days where I will wallow in tremendous defeat.
Yes. And I love this because this is a song, you know, I know you and I have talked about, you were raised in a Christian home. Your father was a pastor. That wasn't the home that kind of home I was raised in. I wasn't raised in a Christian home. But coming to know Jesus as an adult, entering into a church and hearing that song that we sing in church, and you probably better one to sing it, Babby, than for me to sing it.
Sing it anyway.
No. Right? So I've decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. And sometimes I struggle with it because it's so easy to sing that song that hour at church on Sunday.
Yes.
But what does that really mean? What does that mean when I leave there, that church service? What does that mean? What does my life look like the rest of the week? If it says, you know, you're saying, I've decided to follow Jesus with my whole heart. What does that mean?
Here's the beautiful thing. I look at myself, and there are some days I say to myself, you know, girl, you can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do it. And then 5 seconds later, I can't do it.
I'm in there.
I've done something. I've offended my husband. Yeah. I said something I shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
I've done something I shouldn't have done. I missed something I should have caught. I dropped something I should have. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm just so fleshly.
Yes.
You know, this walk is just so daily.
Yeah,
and
is.
That is why
it is.
I need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm desperate for Jesus.
Yeah.
Because I cannot do it in my own strength.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it's a moment by moment relationship and a moment by moment dependency upon who he is in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the decided, I love it here, I've decided to follow Jesus. Every day we can make that decision. We can make that choice. Who are we going to serve? Are we going to serve the world or are we going to serve Jesus?
And it's an act of my will.
Yes, it is.
You know, some days I will and some days I won't.
Mm-hmm.
But deep inside of my spirit, there's got to be a resolve.
Right.
That says, some days I'm going to miss it in my in and of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But see, here's the beautiful thing. Through Christ, I am the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Through Christ.
Yes.
So even when I drop the ball, even when I drop the ball,
mm-hmm.
Jesus never drops me.
Right.
He never drops me.
Yeah, that's something so true to remember today, because we are going to drop the balls. We are. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall. We're going to fail. But it's that getting back up. It's that brushing it off and realizing that God is still there. Jesus is there with
you. And in
you.
The process, mm-hmm. it's making me more like Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
My character is being developed.
Mm-hmm.
My patience, my love, all the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you say that part of your journey to get back up, to decide to follow Jesus, explain to me a little bit how that makes you more like Christ. I know you just said a few things. You're patient more, you're loving, but what does that really mean?
Because every challenge that I face, every challenge, starting with, do I want to get out of bed?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to face this day? I have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you do requires a decision.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Uh-huh. Everything. Do I want to do it my way? Or do I want to do it God's way? Do I want to digress and slack off? Or do I want to progress and grow in Christ?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so every moment I must make that decision. And ultimately, the question is, do I really want to live a life that's pleasing to God?
Right, right. And if I don't know what that means, will I learn what that means, right? Because we can say it. It's just like going to a church service and you hear something and you sing something. But if you don't really know what that means, let's learn more about what that means. What does it mean to live a life that's pleasing to God? Well, we can learn about what that means as we study the Bible.
And as we look at the life of Christ.
And as we look at the life of Christ, every year I read the Gospels and I read it with a different thing that I'm going to focus on as I read the Gospel, the life of Jesus, you know, how he loved the women, how he led the disciples, how he served others. We can learn something about his life if we study his life, right? We're spending a lot of time studying a lot of leaders in our world today. But if we spend the time every day studying the life of Jesus, that when we say we want our lives to be transformed more into the image of Christ, which is what God wants for us and what the Holy Spirit is doing in us,
yes,
the more we study Jesus, the more we start to see those things that are or are not in our lives that look like Christ.
And so the statement says, I have decided, I have made up my mind to follow Jesus with all my heart, with everything that is within me,
right,
with every fiber of my being. Mm-hmm. I have made up my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I have made up my mind with every part of me, with what I do.
Yes.
With what I say. With my work, how I love people, yeah, how I treat people, what it looks like to serve Jesus on a day-by-day moment that is contingent upon those decisions that I've made.
Yes, right.
And that's my profession of faith. Now, yes, I do miss the mark.
Mm-hmm.
That is not an excuse. That's a reality.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Holy Spirit that is living on the inside of me gently convicts me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we sin, according to 1 John 1:9, if I sin, when I sin,
yeah,
I confess my sin, and he is faithful and just to forgive me of sin,
yes,
and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And so the righteousness of God through Christ is what keeps that relationship,
yes,
beautiful, and reminds me that, Babby, this is not about you.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do this in your own strength. This is why you need Jesus.
Yeah. And I always want to come back to what it means when we speak so easily about things that we think a lot of people know and understand. But I know, as a new believer myself years ago, as an adult and really hearing all these statements, confessing sin is just talking to God about what you realize you've just done. You know, I've just gossiped, or I've just had hatred in my heart, or I've just judged somebody, or I've rejected someone because of the way they look or the way they dress or the way they believe. That to God is sinful. Or even the sin of not believing that Jesus is of God. Confessing that, just saying, God, man, I confess that I'm really angry with this person, or I just judge this person because they didn't look like me. So I think that that's something that we want to just look at today, is remembering that to decide to follow Jesus means that we're opening up our hearts and allowing him to come in and reveal those things in our hearts that are not of him, because we want more of Jesus in our lives. And today, I know that you have decided to listen to this podcast. You are here today joining us, being with us, and entering into this conversation. And we want to thank you for that. And we want to pray today and every day with us that you would decide to follow Jesus with your whole heart, whatever that means for you. May you find that peace and joy in your heart today. Babby, thank you for being with us.
It's always my joy.
Yes. God bless you.
And when you